Your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra.
In my Mersey paradise.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast to Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. in Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Welcome back. Just welcome. Hi. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday again. It's your favorite day.
Yeah.
It's like, I know you've marked this one on the calendar. It's January 6th, folks.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm Megan.
I'm Dean.
And we're counting down the top 25 songs of the year.
That is exactly correct.
You know, we had to wait until this year in case anyone released songs December 31st, mm-hmm. As artists probably are want to do. Their record managers are getting in there with a whip saying, hey, last day of the year.
That's right.
Get this song out on Bandcamp or whatever they do.
But yeah, we just heard our number 25 song. That's Men I Trust, Come Back Down. A mm-hmm. Little CanCon treat for you. Yeah. The CanCon, this list has been sort of CanConified. If you want to see the complete 100 song list, you can check out my Spotify.
Yes, Dean Haydon, H-A-Y-D-O-N.
Exactly. But yes, this for radio play has had some CanCon songs pushed down into the ranks so they'll make this list.
Ugh, Dean is not patriotic. He thinks that the Canadian songs need to be, you know, their special place for CanCon. Well, I just think they are the best songs of the year. I'm going to make a list, and I'm going to show you that the 25 best songs of the year are all Canadian.
Okay, well,
every other country on earth contributes nothing to culture.
Yeah, that I agree with. But yeah, no, I'm not a patriot. I don't have my shoulders up or my elbows down. Elbows out.
Shoulders up. Let's get really tense, everybody.
Yeah. Shoulders up, elbows out, ankles in, butt twerked.
Yo, okay. So true. Our dog agrees.
Yeah, you agree, little dog? He's been injured, so if you hear the knocking of a plastic cone or the whining of a bored dog, that's what it is. I can't believe you
poor
did
dog.
That to him.
Poor dog. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
no.
Anyway, folks, we're going to hear song number 24 on our list. This is Mac DeMarco, Phantom.
Sure I'd give it up just for one more chance to say good night, all my love. Was it real or just fantasy? Your phantom sits with me.
It took like you, not a thing about the way you is. And if there ever come a time I got rabies, you're high on my biting list. To put it plain, I just don't like you, not a thing about the way you is. And if there ever come a time I got rabies, you're high on my biting list.
Folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard song number 22 on our countdown of that song, the top 25 songs of 2025. That was Bitin' List by Tyler Childers.
Childers.
Great track. Really fun track. As someone who thinks about getting rabies a lot, this resonated with me
deeply.
I do think about getting rabies a lot. It's the scariest thing in the world.
Don't get rabies, everyone.
Don't get rabies.
2026, that's your only resolution.
If you even think you got bit by a bat, just go get the shot. I don't care if you have to wait in the ER for 8 hours. It's not worth getting rabies. Song number 23 was Hallways by Pup. And song number 24 was Mac DeMarco, Phantom.
I'm always getting bit by a bat, you know? I'm just in many situations in life. And you're
it happens.
Oh, no, a bat
it's terrifying. Sometimes, like, a bat will bite you while you're sleeping, and it's such a small little bat that you don't even know. And then you have rabies and you don't even know.
Okay, so every morning when you wake up, go to the hospital, get a rabies shot.
Just in case.
Yep.
Our healthcare system can handle it.
Ask the pharmacist at Shoppers.
Yeah,
hey,
exactly.
I think I have rabies. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I just like put shaving cream all over my face every morning.
That would be so cool. That would be awesome.
Anyway, folks, let's just carry right forward to song number 21 on this list, shall we? We've got a Ducks Limited featuring Illuminati Hotties, A Match Made in Heaven. This is their cover of Head On. Here we go.
Won't do. And the way catching sparks off you, and all I ever got from you is all I ever took from you. Makes you wanna blow the stars from the sky, and I'm taking myself to the dirty park.
folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard song number 19 on our countdown. That was Magdalena Bay, Second Sleep.
Bangers. Should have been higher.
He doesn't know
what he's talking about. It's so good.
I apologize. They put out a lot of great singles, but this one was my favorite of the year.
It's so good.
Before that, we heard song number 20, The Beth's Metal. This was also on Obama's top songs of the year list, if you follow that with bated breath like I do.
You literally are obsessed with him. But
yeah, this is true.
Anyway, in 21, we had Head On by Ducks Limited and Illuminati Hotties.
That's exactly
right. We're already in the top 20
it's crazy.
Our 25 best songs of the year. It's crazy.
We're moving swiftly forward. We saw a couple. Okay, folks, we got, you should get a screening room membership if you don't have one.
Yes.
We got a Paradise Theater membership because we are Torontonians.
Yeah, I miss Screening Room, though.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
I love that theater.
I heart you, Screening Room. Mm-hmm. Everyone go to the Screening Room right now.
But yeah, we got a membership to an indie theater in Toronto. We just saw two flicks there.
Yes.
Mastermind by the, I can't remember her name, but it's the director who did First Cal.
Yes.
It's got Josh O'Connor. It's got the lovely Alana Haim, who is underutilized. Mm. Horrifically underutilized.
She doesn't have that many lines. Yeah.
Or scenes or images of her.
Yeah. It was good. It's a slow-paced movie, but if you like a slow-paced movie, it's a really good slow-paced movie.
There's some fun jazz.
Yeah.
Imagine like a Coen Brothers sort of zany crime caper with like a doofus protagonist who doesn't know what they're doing.
But not funny.
But not zany, not funny. Basically no dialogue. Very, like, there's no jokes.
It's mostly just like if you committed a crime and you kind of thought you were smart, but you're not actually that smart, like, what would it really be like?
Yeah.
And this is the movie. But it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it wasn't in my top, like, five of the year or anything, but I enjoyed it. Like,
Josh O'Connor, love you, buddy. You look too handsome to be a guy from the 70s.
This is not true. I don't know where you're getting this. He does not have Instagram face or whatever.
It's not Instagram face. It's just, it's different. He feels out of place in this movie.
Like, I'll give you, maybe he's not, like, hairy enough or, like, he doesn't have enough of a beer belly.
He just looks too put together.
When I picture a man from the 70s, he has a really ugly bowl cut and a lot of chest hair.
Yeah,
Josh O'Connor does not.
Yeah, I think of, what's his name? Christian Bale from American Hustle. That's the ideal 70s figure.
Mm.
But that's just me.
Christian Bale is, like, objectively more handsome than Josh O'Connor. So
I'm talking about
there.
In American Hustle.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, folks, let's just dive in. To song number 18, this is Car Seat Headrest, The Catastrophe, all about how being a touring musician is hard. Sure, buddy.
I'm sure it is hard.
mistakes me for a priest, mistakes me for a Houston rocket validating snow. Insane intercourse, constant swapping while I fall asleep inside a base. I'm counting on my breath to make tunnels. I'm counting on my breath. A British Columbian thread, no matter when, no matter where. Suffer. The last time I... Georgie, it was an incredible vision. Cracked alabaster from head to toe. Just this terrible crescendo. Heading towards a conclusion. Dying for a conclusion. Dead ends on retrospective street. In love with every person I meet. In love with the gun club. On the surface of the King of France. Thousand-yard stairs, stares at the menu and grins. From this angle in a certain light. All bets are off on every goddamn thing. It's all the same thing under a certain light. Women fill out, men crumble inwards. There, I didn't want to say it, but I did. My life's a giant lid, closing on an eye. It's all the same thing in a certain light. It's all the same thing in a certain light. But we live in the light. It is exquisite, it goes through you. It goes through your legs. God is famous for punishing.
Friend of a
I passed away, you saw.
call me that, friend of a friend of a friend. If you can call me that, friend of a friend of a friend. If you can call me that.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We are counting down the top 25 songs of 2025. And we just heard song number 16 on that list, Toronto's very own Cootie Catcher. Friend of a Friend is the track. Before that, we heard Destroyer hydroplaning off the edge of the world. And at number 18, we heard Car Seat Headrest, The Catastrophe.
Yes. Hooray.
Hooray.
Music is great. Thank you, musicians, for making music.
Agreed. We saw another flick at this indie theater.
Yes.
Die My Love, the new Lynn Ramsey feature with Jennifer Lawrence and Robert Pattinson.
Yes. It was stressful.
It was stressful.
And sad. But good. You should watch it.
Yeah.
But it was definitely stressful and sad, so.
Really fun soundtrack. Lots of, like, it's them in this farmhouse, and they're just, like, blaring, like, baby music. Like, they have a baby. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you know, John Prine or all sorts of tunes.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence is just, like, putting it all out there on the field.
Yeah. It's a movie about having postpartum depression.
Yes.
So the whole time, you're kind of really worried that someone's going to die or something.
Yeah.
Keeps getting
something horrible is going to happen.
It keeps getting really stressful. But it's, yeah, I don't know how to describe it. Like, I don't even know what feeling I was feeling throughout most of it, other than like worry.
I
don't know if I would watch it again, to be honest, but I'm happy I watched it the one time.
Yeah, no, it's fun. And like, both Lawrence and Pattinson do a great job.
They're so good.
They're so good.
They're such great actors.
She in particular is just like, she's asked to do a lot of bizarre stuff and she does it with aplomb.
Yeah. They're both so talented. Like, I feel like they're two of the best, like, working actors.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I'm very happy that we have her back because it feels like she's been away for a while.
I know.
But, yeah. No, it's really good. What was... Oh, I saw a funny review of it vis-a-vis you saying, what can you say about this movie? David Sims, the film critic, said, this is a movie for people who thought Mother was too subtle.
Oh. That was you. Dean had no idea what was going on in Mother.
Okay.
But it feels Mother adjacent,
yeah,
for sure.
The Aronofsky flick that also has J-Law.
Yeah, I was reading an article about her in, I think, The New Yorker or something, and she is just, I don't know, she's so cool and great to read about. Like, I know she's a famous actress and I'm being like, what's parasocial or whatever,
yeah,
but
she seems like a genuine person.
Cool. Like, I don't know, I liked reading the interview with her. I liked hearing her thoughts on just like acting in Hollywood and plastic surgery and being a mother. She has like two kids now, so
God bless her.
Her husband's name is something crazy. I swear his name is like Cootie or something, but I don't know.
I thought she was with Aronofsky. Or
no, they were dating for a while.
Okay.
No, she has a husband that's an art dealer.
Well, that's cool.
I'll Google it and then we'll tell you next break what her husband's name is, because it's really funny. Or Kooky or something. I don't know. Like, it's a name like that.
Right.
Anyway, should we play more music?
Yeah, let's just keep on keeping on. We're going to song number 15 already. This is Big Thief, Incomprehensible, little ode to Lake Superior.
Yeah. we'd start all over again.
Concerned as a